As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Hello and welcome back to the show, everyone. Happy 2016. My name is Shay and this is the show Shine On here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on unceded Musqueam Coast Salish territory. Welcome back. Happy 2016, everyone. I hope that everyone has a really great year ahead of them, and I hope that everyone had a great 2015. For me, I think 2015 was pretty, it was a great year overall, personally, but I think in the grand scope of things, 2015 was a pretty crazy, hectic year, with lots and lots of ups and downs, and I think there's definitely some things that we should take from 2015 and learn from, I think 2016 can definitely be a great year, and I'm pretty excited for what's gonna happen. So yeah, welcome back to school and to everything, back to reality. I had a really nice break back in Ontario, got to see all my old friends and my family, and it was sweet. It was really, really nice. But I mean, I'm very excited to be back at school and back into the swing of things. Let the chaos begin, am I right? So today, because I didn't really get to do my favorites of 2015 at the end of the year, because it was exam period and my mind was on many things that were not music related. So because I didn't get to do that at the end of December, I'm going to do that today. So I am going to be playing some of the music that I listened to the most in 2015. There was a ton of really, really great musical releases last year, albums that were incredible. Lots happened last year musically. So I want to showcase some of the stuff that I listened to the most. There was a lot, but I think I've kind of pinned down what I was listening to the most. So you'll be able to hear some Courtney Barnett, Grimes, Dilly Dally, Alabama Shakes, and much more. So stay tuned. I'm going to start it off. This is not a release of 2015 whatsoever, but I think that it's an appropriate starting song for this playlist. I'm just going to start it off with Beach House, not off of their new album, Depression Cherry, but off of their classic album, Bloom. This is the song New Year. You're listening to CITR.
sad?
Oh, nothing, really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it. It's almost indecent of me.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone. So I just started out that set there with Beach House with the song New Year, and that's off of their album Bloom, which came out in 2012. That will be the only song that did not was not released in 2015 that I'm playing today. It was just so appropriate. And then after that, I played Alabama Shakes with the song Future People, and that was a live set that they did at Capital A. Brittany, the lead singer of Alabama Shakes, is definitely one of my musical heroes in a way. I look up to her a lot. She has a beautiful voice, and she's an incredibly laid-back person and just very down-to-earth. And I'm really happy for their success because I really believe they deserve it. And that's one of the great rock bands of our time right now, in my opinion. So and that album that they released last year, Sound and Color, is really beautiful, and it ranges from very, very laid back. Like the title track, Sound and Color, is quite mellow, kind of sparkly. It's quite nice. And then there are some of their classic kind of more aggressive, more rock and roll sounding songs like Don't Want to Fight. And so it's kind of all over the place in that sense, but it's nice. It's very dynamic. It's a great album. So check it out if you're into that kind of stuff. Just now I was playing Dilly Dally, they are a band from Toronto. So really happy to represent Ontario there. Really cool grungy band. That was a song called Desire off of the LP they released last year called Soar. Dilly Dally was definitely booming across campus radios this past year. I know a ton of friends in other campus radio stations who are all talking about Dilly Dally. So it's also great to see that kind of like grungy sound come back to the pop, the more mainstream, I guess. Well, not mainstream, I guess, but more pop stream. It's cool. Definitely into that punky sound. And Dilly Dally actually came to our CITR lounge not too long ago. I think it was back in maybe November. They played a live set here in our lounge. And it was great. It was a great set. So that was really fun. I'm hoping that this year you will be able to see more and more live performances here in our lounge. It is what our space is kind of set up to do and to host. And so I think it's something we're definitely planning on taking advantage of. And we got started off really, really strong in first semester, so I'm sure that we're going to get a ton more live performances here. It's exciting stuff, man. All right, I'm just going to keep this train a-rolling with some of my favorite albums and songs and music in general that was released last year. Next one I'm going to go for is Tame Impala. Tame Impala, or Kevin Parker, released this album Currents last year. And though it is not... it's not... I wouldn't call it better than Inner Speaker or Lonerism. It's still a really great album. And he's definitely challenging his sound, which is cool to see. Definitely experimenting with stuff, and that's good. I always think that's a good thing for music. So good for him, and it's a great album. There are some songs that are just way, way too good, way too catchy. And this next one is one of those, in my opinion. So this is the song The Less I Know The Better by Tame Impala.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. So we were just listening to a couple cool tracks there. That was Reality, a single off of Grimes' new album, Art Angels, which was just released. Great album. Really, really great pop album by Grimes. She's done a ton of work to make this album what it is, and it's fantastic. Yeah, obviously, I think a lot of us know all about Art Angels. It's been all over the media, which is cool to see. It's nice that she's getting a lot of recognition, because I have a lot of respect for her, considering she is a completely DIY artist, and she's producing sound that is really, really top-notch. So I'm sure we all know lots about that, so I don't have to go on. But listen to Grimes. If you haven't heard her album, Art Angels, highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. Before that, I was playing Tame Impala with the song The Less I Know, The Better. Again, that was off of the album Currents, which is great. So now is the time of the show where I am going to sprinkle you with terrible, terrible humor, because it is not 1:30, but pun 30. Oh, man. Okay. I just love this so much. I miss it. I missed it when I was away. Just telling really awful humor to poor, poor, innocent audiences. I was trying to do like kind of like a New Year's themed pun 30, get some like a bunch of like New Year's and like resolution kind of puns going on, but like I was surprised at how little I was finding. I feel like I could obviously make some like resolution jokes regarding, you know, quality, you know, resolution quality, but just not going there. It's not going to be happening. So I'm just going to tell very awful, random puns. So a friend of mine was trying to annoy me with bird puns, but I soon realized that toucan play at that game. Toucan. So I would tell you a chemistry joke, but I know I just wouldn't get a reaction. And I'm currently reading a book. Okay, it's really cool. It's about anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down. I'm going to get a laugh track in here. This is going to happen to make this like moment like slightly less awkward for me. I know that it's awkward for you, but just like for my own comfort, I think I'm going to get a laugh track going. Either that, or I just need to get someone in here to just like laugh, even if they obviously they're not funny. So I wasn't originally going to get a brain transplant, but then I changed my mind. Yeah. It's not that the man didn't know how to juggle. It's just that he didn't have the balls to do it. Okay, and one more painfully awful joke. Did you hear about the guy who got hit in the head with a can of soda? He was lucky it was just a soft drink. All right, I think that's enough for one day. Don't you worry, I'll be back next week with more. Because for some reason I just have this thing where I have to hurt my audiences. Okay, moving right along with my favorite music of 2015. I'm going to now play Father John Misty. He released quite an album called I Love You, Honey Bear. It's quite political, and it's quite honest, I would say. Pretty raw, but it's really great, of course. he is an amazing songwriter, and the album is super, super dynamic. There's lots of variety in the songs. So it's definitely something that I recommend listening to. One of my favorite songs off of the album is called Bored in the USA, which is a great pun in a way. It's great. I'm just going to let you listen to it. Need to stop talking now. Okay, this is Father John Misty with the song Bored in the USA.
So awfully glad to be here for yet another mindless day. Now I've got all morning to obsessively accrue a small nation of meaningful objects, and they've gotta represent me too. By this afternoon I'll live in debt, by tomorrow be replaced by children. How many people rise and think, oh good, the stranger's body's still here. Our arrangement hasn't changed. Now I've got a lifetime to consider all the ways I grow more disappointing to you as my beauty warps and fades. I suspect you feel the same. I was young, I dreamt of a passionate obligation to a roommate. Is this the part where I get all I ever wanted? Who said that? Can I get my money back? Just a little bored in the USA. Oh, just a little bored in the USA. Save me, white Jesus, bored in the USA. Oh, they gave me a useless air. Subprime loan, craftsman home, keep my prescriptions filled. Now I can't get off, but I can kind of deal. Save me, President Jesus, I'm bored in the USA. How did it happen? Bored in the USA. Oh.
you got what it takes. Well, I think you might. Jump from the sweetest to the toughest of tough love. Talking straight.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
All right, everyone. So we were just listening to Courtney Barnett with her song Pedestrian at Best. That's off of her album Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. And that was released in 2015, of course. Great album, really fantastic. If you haven't given Courtney Barnett a listen, I highly, highly recommend it. She is an incredible lyricist and guitar player. She really has both going for her, but I am blown away by her lyrics. She's incredibly witty and clever, and it's great. She has a song called Avant Gardener, and my favorite lyric of hers is in that song, and it goes, the paramedic thinks I'm clever because I play guitar. I think she's clever because she stops people dying. I love that. That's so good. And yeah, she puts out a lot of lyrics that are clever and witty like that. So give Courtney Barnett a listen if you have not. I highly recommend it. Before that, we were listening to Kurt Vile with the song Life Like This off of his album Believe I'm Going Down. And that is probably, if not my favorite, that's probably my favorite album of 2015, to be honest. I listened to that obsessively for many months and I'm still listening to it, to be honest. It's great. Every single song is great, in my opinion. Kurt Vile, creative dude. Before that, we were listening to, of course, Father John Misty with the song Bored in the USA. And again, that was off of his album, I Love You, Honey Bear. Very political, very bold, in a way. I think it's great. It's definitely give it a listen. He touches on a lot of subjects that I think a lot of people should be listening to. And a lot of artists, especially pop artists, he's pop in a way, are not talking about. So, yeah, it's something different, and it's beautifully crafted, so check it out, Father John Misty. So that's about it for the show. I'm going to play a couple more tracks, and then I'm going to get going. But thank you for tuning in to my favorite music of 2015. Again, there was a lot of great stuff that was released this past year, and it's kind of tough to pick the favorites. But yeah, there was tons that I was listening to quite a bit. So, stay tuned for Albion, should be coming up next, and I'll be back next week. It's good to be back. I think 2016 is going to be a good one, staying positive. and I hope everyone is having a good first week back to school, if that's what you're doing, or back to work, or back to anything, whatever you're doing. I hope you're enjoying it. All right, I'm going to leave you with possibly two songs, possibly three. I'll see if I can fit them all in. But definitely I will be playing Mac DeMarco next. He released an album this summer. He's been pumping out music in the past year. It's great to see. And touring a lot, so he must be a very tired man, but he's a great artist, so I appreciate it. I'm going to play Mac DeMarco Another One, which is also the name of the album that was released. After that, I'm going to play a band from Edmonton that I play quite a bit on the show. I like them a lot. Again, they're one of my favorites this past year, so had to include them on the list. Teetaws, and I'm going to play the song Climb Higher. And then if I have time at the end, I will be playing the band Weed. They released an album this past year called Running Back, and it is fantastic. Great, like, grunge pop local band. And they were topping CITR charts most of the year, so it'd be great to include them as well. If I don't have time, check out Weed. And have a great one. I will be back next week. And keep it easy. Thanks for tuning in.
understand more about fashion, we asked